Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Atlanta Hawks were eliminated from the play-in tournament after a 131-116 loss to the Chicago Bulls last night.
Tiff, I want to tell you about my night/morning. I'm trying to hold my eyes open because of a 9:30 Eastern freaking time start for the Hawks in Chicago. And don't give me that, well, they weren't on Eastern time. They're on Central, dude. Like, it's 8:30 tip in Chicago. That's not fun either
way. It's late.
It's ridiculous is what it is. So I'm trying to hold my eyes open. Leads start slipping. I hated what I saw out of DeAndre Hunter. Everything was just discombobulated in this game. And you start to see Coby White go off and you're like, all right, this is getting out of hand. My eyes kind of flutter. The next thing I know, my alarm goes off this morning. Turnover. And CBS Sports app has sent me a headline. This is the first thing I read this morning with my eyes open. Trae Young couldn't lead the Hawks into the playoffs, and it's time for Atlanta to trade the star guard. I was like, well, things must not have gone according to plan at the end of the game last night, because that is not a good headline to roll over to. The sub of it is, after six seasons, the Young Hawks partnership has run its course. And this is by Sam Quinn from CBSSports.com. I thought he did a great job, made a lot of great points. Basically, the essential gist of this article are that the Hawks don't have any other moves to make. They don't have any other moves. You're going to get, Capella off the books. You're going to have to extend Jalen. You have DeJounte Murray, who you've tried to move on to, and he's quoted in here saying, look, they tried to do that. They didn't. They weren't getting anything back. The Lakers were talking about a 2029 first rounder and a lot of different moves that didn't include Austin Reeves, and you weren't really getting anything back, at least not for a couple of years. So the DeJounte thing kind of fizzled out. And now you're left to wonder, what other moves do the Hawks have? And the answer is not many. You're not going to get anything from some of these other guys. You traded all your first-round picks for DeJounte Murray to San Antonio. His, in the end, what he was able to say is that in a best-case scenario, you probably trade Trey to San Antonio. And you and they compare him up with Wimby. And you get a lot of your picks back that you already gave up for DeJounte Murray. As a Hawks fan, guys, that is so defeating to read something like of saying, hey, we didn't really get anything for out of DeJounte Murray, and we're going to have to trade our quote-unquote superstar to be able to get back what we gave up.
If you were picking at a gym today, a basketball team at LA Fitness, who would you pick?
Steak Shapiro. Oh, no, you're talking about –
No, you can't pick Steak. You're not picking Dylan because you want someone to make free throws. It's only between Trey and DeJounte. I mean, who are you picking?
I mean –
And you've seen them play a couple of games.
At LA Fitness, it might be Trey. I thought he did a good job. He kind of narrows us down. He goes, look, here's how Trey's game goes. Trey wants to run the spread pick and roll. His first option is a layup. Second option is to get a foul. His third option would be to get a clean floater. His fourth would be a three-pointer. And then his fifth option would be to get an easy lob alley-oop or to kick it out. And that's kind of how his game works. And then DeJounte, why they don't coexist, DeJounte's game is dribble, 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 mid-range jumper. And it's like those two things are just not going in the same bracket. And even a guy like Quinn Snyder, who's been known to be a successful coach, has not been able to get what he should be able to out of these two guys. The bottom line is one of them has to go, and if you're not getting any value for DeJounte, or maybe both of them, but if you're not getting any value for DeJounte and you're stuck in the mud as a 10 seed, let's just be honest. The Hawks were better off defensively, not by a huge margin, but without Trey this year.
So
the record was better.
So you're saying to trade what people would call, who people would call the team's superstar. So you're trading your superstar in hopes of getting back what?
In order to do something. Because without trading him, you don't have anything. There's no move to be made, is the point that he's trying to make.
No, I get the point. I'm just wondering, what are you going to get back?
I'm a huge Trae Young fan. I want Trae Young to win a championship in Atlanta. I just don't. You're just stuck in the mud. Like, I don't know whether if you can't turn left and you can't turn right and you can't go in reverse, then at some point you have to move.
I'm just not sure if he is a superstar if you can't get play past a 10 seed. And I would dare to ask you.
He also is coming off of the hand injury. Just to point that out.
They were above 500 without.
I know.
Just so we're clear.
It's not even about this year. It's the last 2 years. This is what you're relegated to. I would ask you this. He doesn't make all-star teams. He doesn't make the Olympic teams. You can't make the playoffs with him. This isn't personal criticism. I just think it's fair to ask, is he a superstar? We see him as one in this city, but are we overvaluing what Trae Young is? And it's not a knock. It's not personal. You have to ask yourself. You know, we get outraged when, why is it Trae on this team and that team?
I think we get outraged as Atlanta fans a lot because you do feel like you're disrespected.
Does the league have a better assessment of what he is as a player than we do? Wearing fan goggles?
I probably am. I sat here and did Top 5 Tuesday and put him on my list of disrespected U.S. Team USA snubs. And it doesn't even seem like, of all articles I would read, he wasn't even included on any of them. And as an Atlanta guy, I'm sitting here going, dude, he's so disrespected time and time and time again. But then I watched the game last night, and I see a guy like Coby White drop 42. And it's just, like I said earlier in the show, guys, five different teams this year set season highs against Atlanta. And it's not just a Trae Young problem. I don't want it to sound like that. It's not. There's a roster management problem where when you did get the injury bug, you were at the bottom of the barrel, and you didn't have any depth.
And that's the lack of willingness to go over the luxury tax that this team has had. I mean – I've heard it, you know, the ownership can come on here and say, you know, we're willing to go over. It has nothing to do with that. But when you make moves like Herter's gone or you get that trade exception for John Collins and you don't use it, that is a lack of willingness to do something.
I'll just leave with this before we get to mic'd up. Atlanta with Trae on the floor gave up 119.1 points per 100 possessions. The all-time NBA record is 119.6. That's pretty damning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.